Brigham Young University student was buried by an avalanche Saturday while snowshoeing. 21-year-old Ashley Cox of Colorado Springs, Colorado, died a day later after being taken off of life support. She was caught in a slide in American Fork Canyon. Utah Avalanche Forecast Center Director Bruce Tremper says conditions are so tricky out there, you don't need to be skiing down a steep slope to trigger an avalanche.
It's a popular play area there at Tibble Fork Reservoir, and a lot of people just wander around, and there's just a small gully there that's what we call a terrain trap, so even small avalanches can bury you very deeply, and she just triggered an avalanche on a 50-foot high, you know, bank down into the stream, and it pushed her into the stream face down, and yeah, very tragic accident. You know, they were just trying to have fun.
On Sunday, a snowmobiler from Farron died after he was caught in an avalanche in San Pete County. Authorities say the slide happened about 5 p.m. near Huntington Reservoir. 37-year-old Clint Conover was riding with three other experienced and well-equipped snowmobilers when the avalanche occurred.
And just because you have the rescue equipment doesn't mean you're all safe. So in these kind of conditions, you just have to avoid avalanche terrain. So stay off of slopes steeper than 30 degrees and out from underneath slopes that are steeper than 30 degrees. So things are coming down everywhere. The mountains just came unglued through the weekend. So we're still running an avalanche warning today with high danger, all aspects, all elevations.
Conover was dug out from under 6 to 8 feet of snow. He is survived by a wife and five children. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.